This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today.
Look at this. People want to chime in on Open Line Thursday, Case.
Oh, very good.
I think we're revitalizing the segment. I think it's coming back to life. I feel like we've had a few good ones
of late.
All right,
good. 800-636-1067 is the number.
I think the Ulbrich story touches a nerve.
Yeah. Let's go to Truett calling from Charlotte. Truett, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys.
How are you? Thanks for
taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
I was listening here this morning, and I noticed Lurch really grilling this kid. And I don't really have a dog in the fight personally, but I think we need to be reminded that Lurch was really proud of himself for taking Rory's phone number out of his buddy's phone at the bar a few weeks ago.
That's true. It's a great point.
But I have not contacted him yet. All right.
I like how you threw in yet.
But what about if you were 21?
The last thing I'll do, bro, is prank Rory McIlroy,
right,
and post it on social media. That's the last thing I'll do.
I didn't think you were going to do that. I just thought we needed to point out the fact that there was a phone number transferred.
I missed that story. I must have been away.
Yeah, I got Rory's number from. And by the way, I didn't steal it. It was given to me by someone.
Okay, given.
But anyway. But you're right. I mean, I did. He didn't offer it to me. I took it, but I haven't called him and I haven't texted him and I probably won't. And the last thing I would do would prank him.
I think you just like having it in your phone.
Yeah, because I like to show
it's
you guys.
It's a good flex. It's a great flex for your phone.
But yeah, you make a decent point. Decent. Not a great point, a decent point.
All right. It made me laugh.
Let's go to Travis in D.C. Travis, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
what's
Travis.
Up? How are you?
Good. I think the penalty should have been the team should be held at a higher standard. I think it should cost you anywhere between a first and a third round pick.
Wow.
Why that? That's pretty heavy.
Yet considering what it could have cost Shador in this case, he was being filmed live. If he would have crashed out and had some obscene gestures and all that going on, that would have forever lived. And that would have been a major black eye to his finances, his personality, how he's viewed in life. And so you can't take that back. So I think depending on, like, if a person potentially embarrassed because they've been viewed live, maybe that should cost a first-round pick. But if it was, like, some of these people who were, like, you know, in private, they got pranked, and maybe third. But you should set a precedent that this will not be tolerated no matter what, and that the worst-case scenario is going to cost you at least a third-round pick.
I think a first-round pick is extreme. But
thank
maybe,
you, Travis.
Maybe
I appreciate the sentiment.
Because, I mean, what's a $250,000 fine to Arthur Blank?
Nothing.
He's a multi-billionaire. He laughs.
Yeah,
at
but they don't like.
Yeah, they don't want to be in the spotlight.
It just makes
for
him look bad, right? It just makes the team look
it's
bad.
It's a bad look.
I think he's right. Taking a draft pick, put some teeth into it.
Excuse me.
But I think you have to establish those things beforehand. Like, Ulbrich is going to eat the $100,000, but there's no precedent on this. It just seems so random. The NFL can just come in and say, "Yeah, we're just going to fine you $100,000." But I guess that's if you're part of a private corporation, they can do whatever they want.
Look, I don't want to overstate it. It's a prank call, right? So I don't want to get crazy with it. But I agree with JP. The most important thing is these kids are at their most vulnerable. And it's just, that's the thing that's just so frustrating about
it. The Falcons love to pay fines, by the way. I'm stealing this from Nate Tice on Twitter. In just the past decade, they've been fined for $350,000 plus a fifth round pick for illegal crowd noise. I don't even know I guess, piping in noise. $75K plus $25K to the head coach for an injury report violation on Bijan Robinson. $250K and a fifth rounder for tampering with Kirk Cousins. And now the latest. They get fined all the time. I mean, that happens all the time for this franchise, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So the those fines are kind of adding up.
Well, Blank's got Home Depot money.
Yeah, he's got Home Depot money. It's pretty good to be in on the ground floor.
He should be all right.
Home Depot. I think he's going to be fine. I'm not worried for him.
I assume Home Depot's number one in that. Right? They're
in
better.
That segment?
Yes. Of course. Over Lowe's.
They don't I mean, Lowe's is fine, but there aren't nearly as many Lowe's as there are buildings with the big orange sign mm-hmm. on the side of them. Not even close. I don't think. Probably outnumber them like 5-1. 800-636-1067 right. is the number. It is an open line. Thursday.
Hey, go to Darren real quick. He's in Raleigh.
Ah, Darren calling you from and enemy territory.
He's calling, yeah, but let's see if he's a Canes fan or a Caps fan.
Mm.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Hey, it's doing great. How are you, Darren?
Good. I'm a Caps fan.
Okay, good.
Been one for a while. I'm 25, so not as long as you guys. But I live in Raleigh. I've been to 3 games since I've been down here. They lost every single one of them. So I'm not going. I think I might be a jinx. But two, it's just not a fun experience.
Hmm.
I don't like the Canes fans. I don't like the Lenovo Center. And I'm fired up. I think the Caps will take this to game 7. And I think we'll win it from there. But it's going to be tight. It's going to be tense the whole time, boys.
Are the Canes an annoying fan base? I haven't really gotten into whether they're going to rankle me or not throughout this series. I guess they're a division opponent. I guess they should be bothering me at some point.
They are. I think there's 2 things. The Canes are the only professional franchise in Raleigh.
Okay.
So that's the only thing that the Raleigh, you know, people can get behind.
Mm-hmm.
But two, there's this sense of entitlement. Like, I don't know. And I always say, I've got a lot of friends that are Canes fans. I say, Ovechkin himself has done more than your entire franchise. And they get very rattled by that very quickly. So.
I'm glad you're rattling their cage down there. Fight that good fight. We appreciate it as Caps fans.
Thank you, buddy. Do we know what the tickets are going for? In
I don't even think that we've seen yet because the first 2 games are going to be here.
Right.
So, I mean, we don't even know when game 1 is, but that should come out in the next few days.
By the way, Ace Hardware dominates Home Depot.
Well, maybe as far as locations, but not for sales.
What do you mean dominates?
I mean,
there's a lot more locations.
Because they're small.
Yeah, look at market cap.
Yeah.
I know who dominates that number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go to Joe, Severna Park. Joe, what's up?
Hey, good morning, boys. How you doing?
What's up, Joe, what's up?
Long time listener. I've been a P1 ever since you guys hung up on Paul Stanley all those years ago.
That's a long time.
Thanks, man.
Thank you,
back in the HFS days. That was one of our most glorious moments.
Yeah, he was not happy to play. What was the name of the segment? Surprise guest or who am I?
He didn't like it.
He was not a fan.
Listen, I don't know that. Let me just give you a background on it. So we have they say you're going to interview Paul Stanley. We didn't give a crap about Paul Stanley. We were probably being a little arrogant.
I think Paul Stanley and maybe Kiss, they were, I think it was a collab. They were like doing a concert with like an orchestra somewhere.
Right.
And they were trying to hype it up. And
we were probably a little full of ourselves. We didn't really want to. So we said, we'll do a guest, mystery guest or whatever.
Yeah. Who am I?
And then we intentionally, I don't know if he said something in the middle of it that made us realize this guy's like really put off by it.
Yeah.
But we just intentionally guessed every celebrity on earth other than him, even though we knew it was him.
Yeah.
And he did not.
Yeah,
it ricked him.
We hung up on him. Right?
Yes,
eventually, because
maybe hung up on us.
We were probably a little bit too bodacious about that. But, oh well, what are you gonna do?
I thought it was great. And
audacious.
And I've been a podcast listener, for the last 15 years. Listened every single day. The last time I actually called, this was how long ago that was. You guys were giving away an Xbox, and there was some question about Brett Favre, and I actually got censored. Because I remember when you had to stop calling Johnny Cakes, Johnny, the other C word, it was like right at that time where you couldn't call him that anymore, and I accidentally did.
I don't believe we actually called him Johnny C word.
Not that I remember.
No, other C word, the guy C word, not the lady C word.
Oh,
yeah, I don't think we
ever could say that word.
I don't remember.
I don't think we ever did that.
The one that wrong.
Yeah.
But maybe if you're thinking about a Johnny Cochran, the attorney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
You guys are giving away those Cypress Hill tickets, and I think you guys sleep on the opener for Cypress Hill atmosphere. Obviously, you know, Cakes and Lurch probably aren't going to like him, but I think EB, you might. JP, you probably definitely would. Atmosphere is awesome. One of the best underground hip hop artists of all time.
I've heard the name. I've heard the name before, for sure.
Yeah, it's technically a duo, the DJ and the rapper, but Atmosphere it's pretty much the rapper, but he's really awesome. He's put out a lot of stuff over the last 25, 30 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that guy, that name I've heard, been around for
definitely
a long time.
Heard of Atmosphere.
Yeah.
So good. You guys should definitely check him out.
All right, so you're saying you're recommending a music recommendation.
Slug is the rapper. Atmosphere is the group, but Slug is the rapper of the group?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, right. Slug's the rapper.
All right.
Yeah, he's got one of the best, known as one of the best underground hip-hop albums of all time. It's called God Love
I'll take your word for it.
Thank you, buddy. You know who's into that whole underground thing is Seize Mikes. Seize Mikes is into that whole under. You know, I don't even still doing it, but.
Right. Slug. No, never heard of Slug.
Let's go to Mike in Manassas. Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, sir?
We're doing great.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. What's up, buddy?
Quick question for you. Now that we're past the round, if or when are you guys going to bring back the Get That Stanley campaign?
See, I'm pro bringing it
Valdez
back.
Valdez doesn't want to bring it back because...
I like having a little soundtrack.
Because we already got it, so that Valdez said...
Get another one.
Get another one, yeah.
I loved the Cool and the Gang. The Cool and the Gang parody. That was the best, man. Well, that, of course, that was after they finally won. But, yeah. Come on, man. Let's bring it back.
Do you guys are misremembering the whole?
I think he thinks it's a jinx.
It was a jinx.
Yes,
because
they lost when we did the Get That Stanley.
We did it for years. We did it for years and years and years.
No,
and then
3 years or something. But okay.
No, it was like 2 years and they finally won. Maybe they did. Maybe you guys did not.
We didn't play it that year that they won.
Yes, the year that they because of all of the exits, the playoff exits, Drab and I put the kibosh on it, saying it's bad luck,
it's bad juju.
And then that year when we put the kibosh on Get That Stanley, they won the Stanley Cup.
Okay,
and we played it in celebratory fashion.
I agree that that's the timeline of events. I do not agree that it impacted a game.
Of course not. Right. Because we didn't play it last year. They didn't win the Stanley Cup.
Right.
We haven't played it in years.
Because they got that time.
Yeah, they got it.
They haven't been good in
years. They've conquered it.
I just like having a soundtrack. I like when the Skins win, we can say, play the music, Cakes, and we get fired up. I feel like we don't have... Can we come up with a new one then?
You need a Caps soundtrack,
I need something Caps related. Like, talk about the Masters, you play the music, I get Chubb. Like, I want something like that with the Caps.
I mean, we can do it, but...
A soundtrack of something.
I believe it's your doing if they spiral out.
Listen, that's fine. I'm willing to take the hit, but it doesn't have to be Get That Stanley. Let's get something. Something that could be... I mean, Bullets, we even have Bullets Fever at least.
Love it.
Do the Caps not have anything?
I mean, they do play the same song when they do go on a power play. We could just steal I think it's... Darude Sandstorm.
Can you Valdez find that, Valdez? I'm not even sure I recognize
it. It's instantly recognizable. I mean,
you've got Unleashed the Fury. You've got signature moments.
I do like Unleashed the Fury. I am a big fan.
Yeah, but I don't play that every time. I just need a soundtrack. Hold on. Okay, I've heard it, but I didn't really put two and two together.
Well, I mean, whenever the Caps go on a power play, they crank this up in Cap One Arena.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it together.
Yeah, Cakes is ready to rave.
I need like a pacifier and some ecstasy. Anybody have any?
All right.
Mike Barr.
800-636.
Cakes was feeling it last night. He went back to doing his face bit.
Well, I realized that my tradition was I would take a selfie after every Caps win, and I'd slept on doing that throughout this series. So I felt like last night with clinching by winning, I had to get
you're back on the bandwagon.
My fat, freshly shaved face out to the people.
Right.
So I did.
Was that your last shave during the run?
Sure. I can keep it growing. I can do the beard bit.
So you could have a gnarly beard at the end?
I went and visited my man Jonathan yesterday. We had some private, intimate moments. He massaged my head at the end of the haircut. All's good. All's well.
All right, let's go to Chris in D.C. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Chris!
Hey, good morning, Junks. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
All right, good. Well, two things. Keep the beard growing because I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. But I will say that I wanted to send a shout-out to Priscilla yesterday that called because it's obvious she didn't watch the game yesterday, and she listened to it on 106.7 The Fan.
Very good.
That's
yeah.
the reason why we got on through.
Excellent.
She didn't jinx it.
She did the point. She did her part.
Great
Everybody
point,
needs to do
Chris.
Their part.
Her
part, man. Fan support.
All right.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, buddy. Great
Appreciate
point.
That.
Great point.
When we come back, we'll talk more Caps and Kentucky Derby with our pal Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. He's up next here on The Fan.